Nazir chapter 1 Mishnah 2. Arani Nazir min hachatsanim. If a person says, I'm a Nazir from seeds. Okay, now what does he mean over there? Seeds of grapes. Umin hazagim, or from grape skins. Hatiglachas, or from a haircut. Umin hatuma, or from uncleanliness. So in here, he only referred to one of the different categories that a Nazir takes upon himself. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, raise a Nazir, v'chol dikduke naziru salav. He is a Nazir, and all of the things that a Nazir has to do are obligated on this person. If he says, Arani kashimshun, I'm like Samson, keben manoach, I'm like the son of Manoach, that was Samson. Kabale Delilah, I'm like the husband of Delilah, that was Samson's wife. Or Kamisha Akadalsos Azai, I'm like the one who tore out the doors of Gaza. It was a famous story with Samson. Or Kamisha Nikru Plishtim Esainav, I'm like the one whose eyes were gouged out by the Philistines. That's what happened to Samson. In all of these cases, I raise a Nazir Shimshon. He's taken upon himself a Nazirus vow, and he is a Nazir Shimshon. So he's going to be a Nazir over there permanently. Ma'abei Nazir Oilam, the Nazir Shimshon, and now the Mishnah gets into what's the difference between a Nazir Oilam and a Nazir Shimshon. If you look in the table over there, it says Nazir Oilam, Hichbit Sa'aro, the Nazir Oilam, if his hair gets heavy, Meikel Batar, he can lighten his hair with a razor, or maybe Shloish Behemos, and he would bring a sacrifice at that point. So Gamor learns out he's only allowed to do that once a year. He's allowed to cut his hair, and at that point he has to bring either two turtle doves or two pigeons, and a one-year-old male lamb as an Asham offering. He would have to bring those sacrifices when he... The Im Nitman, if he becomes Tumah, if he becomes impure from a dead body, maybe Korban Tumah. He has to bring a special Korban Tumah to purify himself. Nazir Shimshon Hichbit Sa'aro, contrasting someone who takes himself a Nazir Shimshon, so if his hair gets heavy, Aina Meikel, he can't ever lighten his hair. And Ve'im Nitma, if he becomes impure, Aina Mavi Korban Tumah. He doesn't have to bring a Korban Tumah if he becomes impure from a dead body. And in fact, the Gemara learns out that even Ebab Nisha, he's allowed to come into contact with a dead body. So he's actually allowed to bring himself into that state of impurity.